Hey hunters, before you head out to the woods, make sure that you check for wildfires in your hunting areas before your trip. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Large wildfires can affect hunts and access even after the fires are out. So before you go on your hunting trip, listen to Fish and Wildlife official Roger Phillips.
This time of year, folks are just so used to going to their same favorite places, and they might not be paying attention to where the fires are and, more importantly, where the fire closures are. Because sometimes those closures extend way beyond those fire perimeters.
And all fish and game departments throughout the West have websites.
So it's always a good idea to come to our website, Fish and Game, and we have a handy fire information page. They can look at it, they can look at their units, and they can see if the fires are affecting them in any way.
Fire conditions change as cooler, wetter weather arrives in late summer and fall. But it's important that hunters know fire closures can extend far beyond the boundaries of fires that are active or recently extinguished. Land closures can continue into October, even if weather cools and we get rain or snow. However, officials typically try to reopen areas when they are safe. Hunters should also be aware of safety restrictions on campfires, gas engines, and other potential fire sources in many areas. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.